Guardians have the series with the Phillies starting tonight. And in pretty much every one of these games, the Phillies have the pitching advantage. And that's not really something we're used to. Or sorry, that's not something new to us this year as you went into Detroit. Half those games thinking Detroit had the pitching advantage. But we didn't get to this yesterday because obviously we had a bunch of press conferences. And, you know, Chris Antonetti spoke to the media yesterday. And he talked about the Guardians, and I've already seen like Jeff Passan say stuff about it's going to be tough to make a trade. Here was Chris Antonetti on where this team is in trade talks.
I would say we're actively engaged, exploring opportunities to try to improve the team. It's hard to predict what will come of that. I think it is important to remember, and I think I've shared this with you before, no matter what happens at the trade deadline, it's important to remember that the group of guys in that clubhouse are the ones that have played and put us in the position to win the amount of games that we have. And our success in the second half is going to continue to be determined by that group of guys. And again, if we can find opportunities to complement it, great. But I think it's important to remember that, you know, again, the success of our season will be dependent upon the way that group of players continues to play and perform and the way we support them to help them do that.
So I'm just going to say this, and this is probably about 50% for the front office. This is about 50% for the media that carries water for these teams. And I'm not going to hammer the Guardians until they don't make a move. But this is my word of caution to a team that has somehow hit almost every button right this year. From you've got weather, which you can't control. The weather has been as good as I remember it being in Cleveland during summer. Very little rain. A lot of really nice days, even if it was still a little chilly, nice days early in the season. From the actual what they controlled, they kind of started out with a red-hot team for the first 75 games of the season. I think that shows that you also hired the right manager. So even any of the smaller moves, like Ben Lively has paid immense dividends for a move we really didn't talk about at all. A guy that I don't think we were shocked that he made the starting rotation, but we certainly didn't expect this guy to be anything more than a fifth starter. And at points, he's been much more than that. He's kind of settled into just being kind of a back end of the rotation guy, but that's who he's been in his career. You're still getting some of the better performances week in, week out from a guy we started the season thinking he might not last the full season as a fifth starter. So that the product at the actual stadium, meaning the changes they made to the stadium, have been a rousing success. City Connect has been an insanely big success. So, hell, the other day, we found out that teams suffering from the regional sports network money blues are going to get an extra $15 million in money going forward because of that. So they're going to get additional revenue sharing. You couldn't draw up the first 102 games as well as it is gone. I also am not dumb enough to act as if they're probably not. Acting as if they're not swimming upstream to some degree when it comes to pay, front off, you know, what is ownership really going to allow? And I understand that Chris Antonetti is just couching almost everything he says, because that's what Chris does. And that's what Chernoff does. That's what Vogt does. Baseball's a very, very conservative sport when it comes to saying anything of value anymore. And that's because of the influx of Ivy Leaguers over the last 30 years. You don't get credit for trying, though. And so, like Randy Arozarena was traded last night, a guy that I thought would have been perfect for the Guardians because it's corner power in the outfield. And Arozarena is also a guy who, when you get to October, just seems to be an even better player than he is in the regular season. He's not really hitting right now, but look at the price for him. The Rays got two very nice, very young prospects. I think both guys are like 20 years old. I would be surprised if either guy doesn't shoot up the board, given that they're both very young and both very productive, and a player to be named later. So they got two very nice prospects who are probably going to age into even better prospects, even if they don't become good major leaguers, and yet a third prospect we don't know about yet. For a guy who's hitting, like, I think he's got like a 626 OPS this year, Randy Arozarena does. I have no doubt that the price out there right now is exorbitant. I have no doubt that if you want to get a frontline starting pitcher, you're going to have to pay out the ass for it. I have no doubt that if you just want a good, like we're talking about a 5 or 6 hitter, this year's Teoscar Hernandez, which I think Randy Arozarena is slightly better than that, but that's, you know, Garcia from Texas, if he's available. It's going to cost you. Yes, no bleep it's going to cost you. But you don't get credit for trying. And at the end of October, as we saw in 2016, and that they did try that year. They can't help it. Luke Croy said he didn't want to be here. They probably should have known Brandon Guyer and Coco Crisp weren't going to be the end-all be-all, but at least they tried. They did trade for Andrew Miller. You don't get credit for trying. And you don't have to make 3 moves, which each one of those moves is going to be somebody that moves the needle in October. You might just need 1 or 2 guys that kind of get you to October. I'm totally understanding of that. But this better not have been setting us up, getting us ready for your inability to do your job. The locker room has done theirs. They have vastly outproduced every single thing we have asked or expected of them going into this year. The fans have vastly, vastly outproduced what we thought they were going to do. We've gone full Costner. If you build it, they will come. They have come. Now it is on Antonetti and Chernoff. So my word of warning with, 5 days to go, I don't give a rat's ass how expensive it is. I'm talking about collateral for the draft, or for prospects. I don't care if, gosh darn it, you really got to roll up your sleeves and get something done. Do it. Because if you don't, it will be the biggest false note in a season up to now of ridiculous success. And unfortunately, they're going to stop coming to the park. Unfortunately, I don't know the locker room's going to respond if you don't back them up. I really hope what we heard yesterday was just the traditional play it down because that's what we do because we went to Ivy League and we're all a bunch of corporate dudes and, you know, we take the emotion out of sports, which is quite frankly the best part of sports. I hope that's what it was. If it's getting us ready for you to do nothing, honestly, it'll be the biggest failure of these two guys' career in Cleveland and the rare massive failure.